We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school cross country. The state meet coming up on Saturday. Harlan will be sending their girls team, plus Jeffrey Gross for the boys for the Cyclones. Zach Clawson, head coach for Harlan cross country, with us now here on KSOM. And coach, how's it feel to be sending a good group of girls and Jeffrey to the state tournament?
Well, it's one of those deals where you always want to finish your season the last day of the season, so it feels pretty good. I think you know, when this journey starts all the way back in June, when you start your summer runs, it's kind of talk about it a little bit and kind of bring it up every once in a while, and then, you know, the talk gets a little bit more intense, a little bit more serious as the season goes on. So you just, the kids believing in themselves and putting in the work, it's always nice to see them get rewarded at the end of the season, for sure.
Well, let's talk about Jeffrey first. What have you seen from him all season long to get to this point, to get a chance to go to state?
You know, it's a kid that, you know, he battled injuries all year last year, but ran through them. So, you know, had a lot of respect for him, just kind of working through all the pain in his legs and feet last year. And, you know, he kind of got healthy over winter break, had himself a heck of a track season, and he just kind of kept it rolling. So, you know, we practice, and then he puts in plenty of miles outside of practice too. So I'm really excited for him just cause he's put in the work. And sometimes, you know, you can put in the work and you don't get rewarded, but he's put in the work and he gets to reap the benefits come Friday afternoon. So it's just good to see a kid like that has the work ethic and the dedication to cross country and just running in general, and see him be successful for sure.
So what are some of the goals you think for him at the state meet?
You just come out relaxed. I think, you know, we can't jump out front and try to hang with the top five guys right away. You know, he's got to try to probably that first mile be in that 15 to 20 range, I would say, is kind of where we'd like to see him. If he can get up a little bit ahead of 15, it'd be great. But just make sure you got enough gas in the tank to get through it. Maybe catch a few guys. It'd be awesome if he could get in that top 15 and get up on the deck. But it's just going to be, you know, control your emotions type deal for him. He hasn't been there before, so it's going to be kind of new for him. You know, he ran a state track last year, but cross country is just a little different deal when you got 1,000 people lining the course and screaming at you. So just going to have to be in control of his emotions and stay under control and just know the race plan and stick to it.
And then on the girls' side, you know, I don't know of very many teams that lose their top runner from a year ago, who's one of the best runners in the state, a perennial state qualifier in cross-country meet, and yet the team got better. And the core of this team seems to be mostly young, and you look to be good for the next couple of years at least. You know, what can you say just about this, the girls' team, and how they've come out this year, and how Ashlyn Rao has really, you know, taken her running to another level?
Yeah, I think it's a lot about tradition. This thing started long before I got going. Doug Wrinkley had this thing kind of like a fine oiled machine by the time I took it over. So, you know, a lot of these girls, their sisters ran for us, Doug and I, and you know, they've been to the state meet since they're middle school, elementary age kids. So they've had the goal of getting there themselves so they can, you know, get out of the shadows maybe of their sisters. But, you know, they're dedicated to the sport. I think summer runs this year was probably the best attendance that we've ever had. So that always helps. You can't start running the first day of practice and expect things to go well for you. So it's been good, and they've been dedicated, and they're hungry. They're ready to go. And as Ashlyn, she stepped up. She's taken herself to the next level. She was 19th last year at the state meet. I think she was really bummed out because she didn't get in that top 15. So I think that has been her motivation. She hasn't come out and said that, but it feels like that's been her motivation this year and in the off season training. So she's on another level compared to last year. So that's good to see. And hopefully we see her up in that top 15 come Friday.
Right. And then, I mean, another one who's been steadily up there has been Julia Heslink, as a freshman who has come in. And, you know, I talked to her at your home meet, and she was just like ecstatic. I mean, she was almost, it was a very innocent kind of response to being up at the front of the pack. And I think she just loves competing and running in cross country. What have you seen from her just to emerge so quickly?
I think she's growing as a runner. The good news is she doesn't seem very serious. She's very, very funny and outspoken a little bit and just saying strange things sometimes. So she's pretty light. I don't think she gets too stressed out. So obviously that helps. You don't want to be super stressed out before a race. So it seems to be getting stronger as the year goes on. It seems like she's cutting into that gap between her and Ashlyn for sure. So, you know, come Friday, who knows what's going to happen, but I think she's going to have a good race just because of her mindset on not getting super stressed out and just being relaxed and running free, just clearing her mind and just knowing what she needs to do and get out there and do her job. You know, that Harlan race is kind of funny because she kind of disappeared for a little bit. Well, she took a wrong turn and then had to run back and get back on course. So, you know, we talked afterwards. I was like, you walk the course. This is our home course. Like, how do you not know where you're going? But she just giggles and like, I don't know. I just kind of get flighty sometimes. So just a fun kid to be around and, you know, pretty lucky to be able to coach her for sure.
Well, if she ran the course correctly, she might have been able to do even better than what she did.
Right.
And she did pretty well. Go through the other players on your varsity roster and talk about them and what they have meant and how they kind of fared this season.
Yeah. Aspen usually is our third runner. She was sick for a while. She didn't run a meet. So she seems like probably a couple weeks before the Hawkeye 10, she seemed like she's kind of getting back to her old self. Ava Friend has pretty much been our fourth, having a good season. Just improved a ton from a year ago for sure. And then Josie Sonderman and Allie Anderson kind of mix up 4 or 5, sometimes 6. It just, you know, it's just kind of where we're at, and they kind of balance each other out pretty well. If one of them's not racing quite as well as they think they should, or just having an off day, the next one will jump up there and take that spot. So been doing pretty good. And then Sadie Alberti's in there. She just, poor girl's just hasn't been healthy for 2 years. Started with mono last year. She had some hip flexor issues this year, but just keeps fighting through things and keeping her nose in there and keeps working hard. So really hoping that she can come in next year and have a full season of being healthy. Last year, you know, she was probably consistently our 6th and 7th runner, and she came through at the state meet and scored for us. So I'd take a surprise like that come Friday for sure.
So the team is rated number 12, according to the Iowa Coaches Association in 3A. So what are some of your goals for this team at state?
Yeah, that ranking's kind of funny, but it's one of those deals. I know MOC, they got a good team. We've raced them 3 times and beat them 2 times, but they're 2 spots ahead of us. So I try to wrap my head around that and figure that out. But, you know, our goal always is to finish higher than what we go in rank. So I'd say if we're not top 10, I think we'd be a little bit disappointed. I know everybody's happy to be there, but we do try to talk about, we got there, now we have work to do. So the message has been focus on the running, maybe less focus on target and shopping. So we're going to go out and we're going to compete come Friday because that's just who these kids are. So yeah, definitely top 10. Otherwise, you know, we're not going to be super disappointed, but we're going to feel like we underachieved a little bit.
Well, it's always special when you send a bunch of kids to the state cross country meet, and hopefully the goal is to try and get some kids on the deck, and that's always a great scene there, and let's hope that you'll be able to have that happen. Coach, really appreciate your time, and have a great race on Friday. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for your time. Take care.
Yeah, Zach Lawson, head coach for Harlan Cross Country with us here on KSOM.